listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Midwestern Gascoigne local news. Here's what's making news Tuesday, June 6. A boy who suffered severe burns in a house fire in Geraldton has died. He was one of four children who received burns after the blaze in Mount Tarcoola last Thursday. Two others remain in a critical condition in hospital while the fourth child has been released. Police continue to investigate the cause of the blaze. Police have welfare concerns for Stephen Churchill, who hasn't been in contact with family for over 2 weeks. The 71-year-old prospector was last believed to be in the Kew area. He's described as slim, medium build with greying brown hair and a long beard. We're set for more wet and windy weather across the Midwest and Gascoigne today. A storm warning is in place and may bring damaging winds of up to 90 k's an hour. The Weather Bureau says this is the first of about 5 winter fronts we'll experience this year. The federal government is working to ease staff shortages across regional Australia. 180,000 free TAFE and VET places are up for grabs, with one-third of all enrolments out in the bush this year. Federal Minister for Skills and Training Brendan O'Connor says mining engineers are the most sought-after occupation in the Northwest.
General practitioners, registered nurses, medical imaging professionals, early childhood teachers, cooks, chefs, motor mechanics. So it really does speak to a challenge to supply skills across the economy of regional and rural areas.
In sport, plenty of action in Carnarvon netball tonight. Top of the table Ramblers take on the Misfits at 5:45, while the Bushchooks go up against One Mile Netty at 6:45. Get down to the Carnarvon netball courts and cheer on your team. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.